Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I dig that song so hard. One, you know, everyone's asleep here, so I can't really sing it at the top of my lungs, but damn, I love that song. I just texted John, we need to learn that song. It's a good song. Maren Morris, right? Is it called My Church? Is that the name of it?
My Church by Maren Morris.
Yeah, so good. Oh. Yeah, I guess that's my church. Plus, it's about radio, you know, so of course I like
it. Is that right?
Yeah, she says, find myself revival. Singing every single verse. Yeah, it's a, you know, she says the Highway FM. It's nice. That's us, FM radio. Alice 973 FM. Oh, yeah, crank this up. There it is. Play the Highway FM.
Singing every single verse.
So good. Oh, so I guess thanks, Jane. Thank you, Jane. Told her last week, you know, more gold, more awesome songs. She was like, oh, you know, I feel like since we told her that, we haven't heard Louis Capaldi. Is that possible? Did you play him last week?
There was a very noticeable change, and actually a lot of listeners were writing in saying,
oh, is that so?
That they're very, yeah, the texts were like, the music's better today. And I just went, wow, noticeably, huh?
Well, I mean,
no Louis Capaldi in this lineup for this morning.
Oh, man. Oh, damn. Jane, you're the... Oh, Jane. Oh, that's nice. Trash is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. A lot of good stuff. First of all, that interactive map is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It shows you not just where the fires are and their level of containment, but also where you can go. You know... That's another sort of fold in the COVID story is that, you know, it's more difficult for firefighters. It's also more difficult to find some place to shelter because you need to have space. There's still all those protocols in place. You know, while much of the rest of the country seems to, even if they have COVID, they still don't seem to care about the whole, you know, protect other people, wear a mask, keep social distance, don't leave your house unless you really have to. That's not sinking through. So I'd like to say, as you did, you know, California, most of us, we're trying to be good neighbors. We're trying to do what's right in this whole thing. So I'm proud of the state, too. And, you know, seeing some of the stuff that Gavin posted over the weekend and, you know, his heart is in the right place, as it often is, and his priorities are straight. Let's get these fires out, people. Or at least get through them. With the things that matter, our families and, you know, some of the things from our house, I guess. Because you're right.
Well,
you
there was,
your house
there's
go,
no
I
doubt.
Every
there
single
was...
thing.
Sorry, I was cutting you off. Go ahead.
No. It's hard because we have a second delay between us. Continue. Right. You were about to say.
No, I was just going to say it was a great relief once my people were safe. It allowed me to get do the other things I needed to do once I knew everyone got where they needed to be. So there's no doubt it's the people first, but then you want some of your crap too.
Yeah, you want all your crap, so you have to pick and choose. It's right. And it's a hard decision, you know, the ashtray.
But the last time I'd gone back and the police had stopped me and they basically said, don't come back. And I was like, I will not be back.
So are you on some kind, let me ask you this, because I've never been evacuated before. Are you on some kind of phone tree where they tell you what the state of your house is? Like, that's got to be, to me, that would be the hardest part now. I'm out. I'm safe. Okay. What about my house?
Well, we're so, you know, I've never really paid attention to the press conferences that Cal Fire holds because I've never been involved in an evacuation, but they do these. They're probably doing one as we speak. They've been doing them at 6 in the morning and at 6 at night. So that's when we sort of get the updates. And yesterday's update was very encouraging prior to what everyone feared was going to be another night of lightning storms. So on one hand, they made a lot of progress, and it's so encouraging to hear that. And, you know, they're talking about things that I don't really know that, you know, involving firefighting and putting up barriers and lines and ways to keep homes safe and working tirelessly while they're at it. You know, they're very understaffed, and you can hear them. They're saying that they're actually saying we do not have the resources we need. So we're just doing our very best with what we've got. But you know, you hear those things and you're plugged into something. And that's the one time Twitter has been useful for me. Otherwise, I have no use for it. But it's they update on Twitter a lot. So I've stayed plugged in with the Cal Fire on the updates on Twitter.
You said on the Twitter thing, you can actually select your area, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm following Cal Fire, and I think it's combined San Mateo, Santa Cruz County or something like that. But either way, they're doing the updates, and I signed up for email blasts, so I'm getting those as well. And they do as good a job as you could hope they do while also still fighting the fire, you know? Right. So that's clearly the priority. But you see these guys, there are reinforcements coming. They may be arriving now. You know, I saw, well, on my drive south, I don't know what day, all these days are so blurry for me right now, but I saw Los Angeles Fire had been up here helping, and they were driving now home after helping out. And you just sort of go like, you know, our little rivalry with LA is only on the sports field because there they were here helping us. And so it's one of those things again, where I don't like that it's taken this for me to get that sense of community back that I really like, but there's no doubt people here are rallying, and it's nice to see. So, you know, right as far as it goes right now, the last thing we heard was there was a chance for more lightning strikes last night, and I don't think that it happened quite like it did whatever that night was last Sunday morning
Sunday morning, you're right. I didn't hear anything, and I definitely didn't get a great night's sleep, so I think that lightning and thunder would have woken me up. So in my area, none of that. And you're saying you didn't hear anything either?
I didn't hear anything either, and I did not sleep well, so I was sort of up waiting for bad news, you know, lightning strikes, and I didn't hear any. So hopefully the weather helps again today, and maybe we'll get more containment. At last time they spoke, it was 8%, which 8% is not
enough, but it's good. You know, they're doing what they can do. It's supposed to be a lot cooler this week, so I don't know if that'll help. It was certainly not going to put out any fires. You know, rain would be fantastic. We don't get that in August.
There was a little bit last night, actually. The press conference last night was outside, and during it, they said, it's raining, so we're going to have to go inside. And it was like the best news you could possibly hear was that.
Right.
And, you know, again, they predicted these lightning strikes, and if that doesn't happen, then we're ahead of the game, and hopefully that ends up being the report today. But, you know, it was fine. Last night, I finally got done. I knew everyone was safe. My mom was home in L.A. My kids and my wife were at her dad's house. And I got back to my place and sort of went, okay, you know what I'm going to go do? I'm going to go jump in the ocean. And I just jumped in the ocean at like 5 o'clock last night and just sort of felt great. And it was like I'm kind of coming down now after the frantic, whatever that was, 4 days or whatever. So
just, I mean, that must have been a blur, honestly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the weekend, actually, for us, we did absolutely nothing, zero. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Sunday night. Oh, you know, I just can't even imagine what you went through, having to drive to LA and drive back and relocate your family and get arrested by the police. And you know,
well, I wasn't arrested.
Practically, you know, I'm trying to make it dramatic for the radio, Vin. Car was stolen. Locks had to be changed. Crazy locksmith. I mean, it's all a good story. It just sucks that it has to be true.
Yeah, no, I actually was sitting there thinking, because I really didn't sit down and go, how am I going to do this bit? Because it's really, it's just my life, and it's not really, it's not meant to be a bit.
I guess technically it's a bit in that we're talking about it for a bit, but this is, you know, no bit here. This is.
But the drama is for sure built in. I don't need to, it doesn't need any massaging. There's plenty.
No doubt. We'll start with Matthew McConaughey. He's going to soothe you now. Just close your eyes and have a listen to this.
We're in. Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment, the one we're in? I mean, how often do we really feel what's happening within and around us?
Okay, I'm actually getting something.
Allowing ourselves to be moved.
So I feel like I need to stop.
To be inspired.
This is something, apparently, there's a relaxation app called Calm. And a bunch of celebrities have lent their voices to it. And this app's been around for a few years. That particular piece that he does with the story Wonder has been downloaded over 11 million times since 2018. And there's a guy at Calm, that's the app name. He says, there's an across-the-board increase in usage of the app since the quarantine. So look, if you need someone to lull you to sleep, and make you consider the present moment, the moment that we're in. All right, all right, all right. It's Matthew McConaughey and the Calm app. I just thought, you know, sounded like you could use it, Vin. That's all.
Yeah, I signed up for one of those. I don't know which one it was, but it turned out to be more trouble than it was worth.
Oh.
I think there are people who do great with those. And especially on any particular night, you might find yourself going, I really need something, and I could see how it works. For me, whatever.
How long is it, Brittany? How long is the whole clip? Is it long enough to get me to sleep, or is he going to stop right when I'm starting to drift? I can't hear you, darling.
Oh, that's why you couldn't hear me. I don't know how long it is.
You just pulled a little clip from
me. Yeah, I just pulled a little bit of it. And I know that this Calm app also has other sounds, like, you know, rain sounds and white noise and stuff like that.
Those are nice.
They're relaxation things. I do think they work. I don't like falling asleep with stuff on in my ears. I usually want to put in ear plugs, if anything, for silence. Mm-hmm. So I find myself feeling like, when is this going to end so I can turn it off and put it aside? And that's not relaxing. Suddenly I'm actually clenching for a different. So it does work for people. And actually, I've seen my wife use it different things where she can fall asleep with stuff on and that headphone, you know, her little earbuds can end up on different sides of the room. And that's how she's living. She doesn't trip on it. Me, I'm like, I can't relax with this in my head and knowing that it's going to. It just doesn't work. It's not okay.
That ain't for me.
It's not for me.
Well, maybe it's for someone out there. Matthew McConaughey will soothe you to sleep with his story called Wonder. Oh, boy, all this stuff seems so trite. I'm going to tell you about this.
What's the matter with trite? I thought that's what we do here.
Yeah, but it just, you know, it's been heavy this morning. Not heavy, but just, like, real. I'm going to give you this. Look, I don't know who you're voting for. I just know that you should vote. And I don't know what you think of the administration. and the people that are in place with it. But it turns out that the people in the administration's kids effing hate Trump and everything their parents are doing. So there's a little girl. Her name is Claudia. She's 15 years old, and she's Kellyanne Conway's daughter. Mm-hmm. So she is seeking emancipation from her parents. She's been pretty active on social media, and at one point, her mom tweeted, Kellyanne Conway, if you are not familiar, she's a spokesperson and an advisor for President Trump, and she's a liar, and she's a spin doctor. There's no question that she just finds a way to sort of make it okay, the things that to the people who listen to her. Oh, yeah, okay, I can see that. She tweeted, this is after Herman Cain, who ran for president in 2012. It was 2012. I think he was trying to unseat Barack. So anyway, she said, he just recently died of COVID-19, by the way. She said, Herman Cain led a remarkable life and will be missed. He loved his family, the country, and the Lord. He triumphed in business, beat cancer, and was a voice for freedom. God bless you and yours, Herman. So she wrote this following the death of the late Tea Party activist in July. Her daughter, the 15-year-old who's seeking emancipation, wrote, yes, it is sad, but wasn't your administration complicit in his death? Yikes. So this is the kind of thing that, and by the way, the daughter has a ton of followers too. Nothing like Kellyanne Conway has or other members of the administration, but loud enough. Her dad is actually, so Kellyanne's husband is part of something called the Lincoln Project, which is they are an entity that do a podcast that they're Republicans who are like, this guy's ruining everything. That's the basic overall gist of this. They're prominent Republicans and Republican pundits, and they band together to talk about how this guy's got to go. Their main focus is get this guy
so
out.
So you're saying the Lincoln Project is the Republican Party against Trump?
Yes.
It's
funny because a lot of very politically minded people that I know, which everyone seems to be these days, but these people in particular who I've known to be activists for a long time, the girl, the wife in that particular marriage, she's so into this Lincoln Project. She's like, look, they're Republicans and I'm not aligned with them politically, but I'm aligned with them in this. And, it's a sort of a growing Republican movement. So Kellyanne Conway's husband is one of the main dudes in this thing. Let me see if I can find him. George Conway. He's a prominent DC lawyer, fierce critic of the president. So he has stepped down from his role. Kellyanne Conway has quit her job. And my guess is this is our daughter's going to try to emancipate herself because she's alleging years of child abuse. She's pulling out all the stops to get away from. She's so embarrassed to be Kellyanne Conway's daughter, I guess. So they are all withdrawing from everything that they're doing, including work for the president, and I guess going to focus on family and try to keep that together. Hmm. So that's what's going on in their lives. Not exactly
That's
an
awful.
Evacuation. I know. Isn't it awful? It's like, oh,
awful.
My God. So there's that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll try to get you updated as best I can on the important news of the day. But also, I have a list of the most iconic clothing items. And I at least agree with number one after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.